Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Tone and Sculpt App podcast. It is your girl, Chrissy Cella, and today's podcast is going to be the best podcast I have ever recorded. And this is no word of an exaggeration. This woman is one of the most inspirational people I have ever come across in my entire life. I'm not just saying that. She already knows how I feel about her. Whenever I speak about her, I get like this warm, fuzzy feeling. I can't even explain it because I believe in her so much and I believe in everything that she stands for and everything that she is. I cannot believe that she's officially a Tone and Sculpt trainer, and I cannot believe that we can officially tell you. Oh my God, it's been too hard not to say anything. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's Danielle Wilson.
Hello, Chrissy.
We're acting like we didn't speak prior to this. We're like, oh, hi.
Oh my God, I'm just sitting over here like, yes, please continue. All these compliments. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Like, I feel like whenever I speak about you, it's just different. Like, I believe in other people and I'll always believe in other people, but there's just always been something about you since day one, since the moment we exchanged conversation, that I've just always believed in everything you stand for and who you are. And that's why it's such a privilege and honor to have you as part of the Tone and Sculpt team. Like, I couldn't imagine kicking off with anyone else but you, honestly.
Well, I appreciate that so much. It's been a wild journey to get to this point. And going back and thinking about, you know, our first DM exchange, it feels like forever ago, but I'm just so happy to be here. I wouldn't want to be here with anyone else. And yeah, I'm just so grateful and so thankful. So thank you.
Danielle, when did we like speak? I remember I sent you a DM. I honestly think it was the end of 2018. That's when I think it was.
I think it started just as like a, oh my God, I'm inspired by you. Like, it wasn't anything initially about Tone and Sculpt. Like, it was just like, hey girl, like, I see you, you know, like, I see what you're doing, like, keep it up type thing. And for me, like, and it's so funny because I started as probably everybody, you know, most people listening to this podcast, like, I started as a fan, you know, like, I used to watch your YouTube videos every day, like, your, like, I followed you, obviously. So then when you get, you know, that follow from Chrissy Chella and a DM from her, I was like, what the hell is happening right now? Like, this is wild. But it's just like a testament, like, you know, you never know who's watching and you never know who's waiting to give you an opportunity. So it's like, keep doing what you're doing every single day. Like, you got to show up because you have no idea who's watching.
Oh my God, do you know what? I've just come across that conversation.
Oh no, oh God.
And I was like, you are fire, my girl.
Yes, I knew it was something like where I was like, oh, okay, she thinks I'm fire, let's go.
I know, that's so funny. And then I messaged you again October the 16th of... So I messaged you initially on 2018, then I messaged you October the 16th, 2019 is when I officially asked for your contact details.
Yeah.
That's when I messaged you. So that's like, do you know how insane that is? That people would have thought that it was just like, you know, quick bish bash bosh. No, it's taken me a year to get this bitch on the app.
Yeah.
A year.
Literally, and like, it's almost, it's creepy, it's like almost to the, like, to the month that we're having this podcast, like 2 weeks later, this podcast, a year and 2 weeks. That's wild.
I know, and it's been such a journey because, you know, when I first kind of built Tone and Sculpt with Jack, it was a question that we had to ask ourselves, like, what is our why? Like, why do we want to create Tone and Sculpt, right? Because originally you can have it named after you. So like Tone and Sculpt by Chrissy Chella, for example, right?
Right.
So we were like, okay, why? And I remember we had a whiteboard in our flat at the time. And I was listing all the reasons as to why I wanted to create an app. And at the time, there wasn't that many fitness apps. Only just recently, there's been so many more, which, do you know what? I'm actually so happy there's so much variety because now people can train in the comfort of their own homes and select a trainer they absolutely love and adore. You know, that's right. Such a blessing. We didn't have that 5 years ago, let's say, as such. So one of the whys is I want to be able to allow women globally to train with accessibility and also longevity. And when I went on the hunt to see what I'm going to do with that, I was like, okay, but I can only offer so much. This is how I train. Not everybody trains like this. Not everybody wants to train the way I train or look the way I look. So then I was like, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to get a bunch of random trainers that no one even knows who they are? Or I don't even know who they are. Or are we going to take our time and find people that truly relay the same message we already do, but we refine it even more? And, you know, the answer was so obvious. And I remember I came across your page in 2018 and I was like, this is everything fitness is and more. This is everything I believe in and more. And that's why when I messaged you, I knew at the back of my head, it was a matter of time before I said, hey, like, let me email you with a proposal for you to join Tone and Sculpt and be one of the trainers, because I just know you're the perfect fit. And you are the perfect fit. Like, what? And the thing is, what is the perfect fit, right? And the perfect fit, people that believe in the same thing that we believe as a brand. Right. And that's why our brand is, you know, longevity, accessibility, you know, and equality and showing different varieties of fitness and showing different varieties of women. I'm so sick and tired of the same shit every single day, this cookie cutter kind of vibe.
Right.
So, you know, we're questioning the status quo, and I'm so excited to keep pushing boundaries, you know?
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's what I've felt like I've, especially with, you know, what I've done with everything and like kind of building my brand around, you know, go be great, never settle. Like I've tried to push that boundary, push that status quo, break into, and it's, you know, it sucks that I feel like I have to say this, but it's like, you know, there's, I do feel like there are certain barriers for, you know, women of color in certain industries, and the fitness industry is no exception to that. And so I do feel like I've had to really break through. And I just, for me, the reason why Tone and Sculpt has felt like such the right step is because while I might say do this for you differently, in saying like go be great today, or like we're taking steps towards the best version of ourselves, at the end of the day, that's still the same message. I'm just saying it a different way. And being able to say, you know, fitness doesn't look a certain way. It's not a certain shape. It's not a certain color. It's not a certain background. It's the belief in yourself, and it's the belief in constant improvement and constantly reaching for that next level, whether that's in the gym or out of the gym, you know? So for me, I've always felt in alignment with you from that first conversation. And, you know, it's been really inspiring, and just, I've been grateful that, you know, you've reached out to me before 2020 created this feeling of, you know, introducing diversity because it was a fashionable thing to do. Like, we've been trying to do this before that. And I just, you know, personally, from me, like, I just really appreciate that.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm always someone, and I think, you know, you'll vouch this, I'm always someone who's like, listen, I'm not gonna tell you, I'm just gonna show you. And you're someone like that as well. You're very much so like, I'm just gonna show you. I'm not just gonna continue to tell you what I'm gonna do.
Right.
And I think that, you know, 2020 for me has been so eye-opening from a brand perspective and for other brand perspectives, because as much as I'm happy and I'm so, you know, relieved that so many, you know, brands are including diversity, and as they should, and as every freaking brand should. I do think though, it's just like, sometimes we have to remember and always remember that this isn't a fashion show. You know, this isn't something just because it's on trend, it's people's lives.
Right.
And, you know, it's one of those things where someone listening to this could be turning around and saying, oh, well, why didn't you introduce that Danielle sooner? Right. And from a outsider looking in, they are going to probably think, well, you introduced her because of what happened, right? But they don't know the conversations we've had where you've turned around and been like, no, after this, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing happened, how many brands approached you to be part of their team? And you turned around and said, it doesn't work like that. You know, it doesn't work like that. Just because something happens, you can't then just want me because something happens, you know? Absolutely not.
Right. This is representation that's been needed for so long. But also, like, Tone & Sculpt is still, you know, you just started it, you know? So it's and we've been in conversation for years. So that's, you know, that's one thing that I wanted, you know, people to know for sure. That it wasn't a relationship that formed because of what 2020 brought to light. And like you said, I'm extremely grateful for kind of like the awakening that happened over the summer. But, you know, it's about, okay, what now? It's what, November? Like, how priority is that for brands now still? And, you know, this is going to be something that you know, I try and provide representation, obviously, for the rest of my life. So this is something that, and it's not just about color either, too. Like, I'm not just saying, like, provide representation for African-American women, women of color. No, it's about size. Like, I'm what? Like, I'm 5'11", pushing 6 feet. I've got a very, like, muscular, broad-shouldered build, you know, and that obviously can come in any size, different shape, background, color. So, you know, I feel like I'm representing a lot in the fitness industry. I feel like I have a community on my shoulders. And that's, again, like, that's why it means so freaking much to me. And that's why I continue to show up every single day, because, you know, we have people looking to us and counting on us. So, yeah, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than us.
100%. And, like, you know, this is exactly what Toner Sculpt is going to be now and forever. It's going to represent and showcase different styles of fitness, different types of women, because at the end of the day, like I said, just because I train a certain way, it doesn't necessarily mean that's how everybody wants to train. And in all honesty, from a business perspective, like, this is obviously me speaking from, like, a businesswoman's perspective, mm-hmm. as opposed to a trainer's perspective. From a business perspective, it's the most draining thing to also put immense pressure on one trainer to also turn up and show up all the time. Because at the end of the day, it's like, really and truly, I want to refine my craft, right? So mm-hmm. I want to be the best I can be with my field. That's why, you know, I've got my qualifications as a personal trainer. Next year, I want to gain an even more in-depth qualification, and the year after that. But how am I supposed to do that when people are expecting you to be able to be a professional in all these different areas of fitness, right? I don't train as an athlete. I don't know how to, okay? That's not how I train. Mm-hmm. I train differently to maybe someone else. I don't know how to do Pilates. I don't know how to do yoga. I'm never going to claim to know how to do yoga. I'm never going to claim to know how to do Pilates. But then there's so many different women coming to you and going, hey, like, can you do, like, a Pilates theme workout? And I'm like, hell no, I don't know what I'm doing. That's not what I'm going to do, you know? So that's why, from a business perspective, I sat back and I thought, okay, so we have all these requests. I can't do that. Me personally, I cannot perform these. I mean, I can wing it, I can lie, but that's not true to who we are. So how about introducing women who are specialists in what they do and trusted in what they do, and I can focus on what I love doing. And that's exactly what I wanted to create. I wanted to create this echo chamber of women showcasing different styles of training that they specialize in. Like, it would be weird to me if you started teaching yoga. I'm not going to lie. I'd be like, what? I mean, I'm not saying you'd be bad at it, but I'd be like, I mean, if you want to learn, but you're an athlete. Like, that's what you're great at. Like, I want to see you work as an athlete. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, that's what the best businesses in the world, like, they outsource when they know they can't do something as efficiently as, you know, hiring someone else who specializes, and they outsource it. And I think that was so smart. Like, I'm not going to pretend I'm a bodybuilder. I'm not going to pretend I might dabble in yoga. I look like a damn fool when I try to do yoga. I love that I can, like, come in here and do my thing and teach people how to move the way I move. So, you know, this is like another big, like, teaching, learning experience for me too. So I'm pumped for the future, for real.
100%. And I think that when you perfect the craft that you love, like, you're so passionate about fitness and you're so passionate about helping women and men and whoever, it doesn't matter. You're just passionate about helping anyone. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're passionate in the way you train. And I think it's so special when you find what you love and when you find something that truly makes you happy. And even when you don't want to turn up and even when you don't want to work out, still at the end of the workout, you have all these endorphins and you're so proud of yourself for achieving something that you truly love to achieve. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's so special that we're introducing your style of training, because it's so unique. For me, it's so unique. And I think it's so unbelievably underlooked, I think, because the results you can get is unbelievable. And the way your body moves and the agility, the speed, the performance, everything is just so well articulated and performed. And I honestly am so proud to have someone who genuinely knows exactly what they're doing in their field of work to be part of Tone and Sculpt and to show it to thousands and thousands of women, close to millions of women on the Tone and Sculpt app. And that's such a blessing from our end as a business.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, training and really any trainer too, like their particular style, I look at it as a tool. Like as a trainer, like your tool, you know, it might be a different tool in the toolbox, but you know, at the end of the day, it's what we use to help others. So for me, my style of training is a way that I have been able to best help people realize their power. And one of the best things about, you know, functional training and strength training and moving like an athlete is the fact that, you know, your end goal isn't on the scale. Your end goal isn't always what, you know, what if you see in the mirror, even, you know, the end goal is, okay, am I getting stronger? Am I moving with more efficiently? Am I able to complete more reps, more rounds? Is my endurance improving? Am I becoming a more functional human? And that's what, to me, has always been so inspiring, because if you shift the focus from, you know, am I losing weight, or am I going to look hot in this bikini next summer? Like, if you shift the focus from superficial motivation like that, you're going to give people time to, you know, get those long-term results. I think so many people are so focused on that short-term superficial goal that they don't even give themselves enough time to really put in the dedication and the hours training and staying disciplined that it takes to get there. So if you shift that focus and kind of not like pull the wool over someone's eyes, but if you get them to focus on the more functional benefits, the more like the strength improvements, the performance improvements, if you get them focusing on that, you'll give them enough time to reach those body goals that they're looking for as well. LeBron James, Serena Williams, they're not counting calories and looking in the mirror for, like, the body is a product of the lifestyle of being an athlete, you know? So that's kind of what I try to drill into my athlete's head, you know, like the body and the muscle tone, the superficial stuff comes along with it. But until then, we're going to focus on the performance. We're going to focus on getting you to be a stronger, more functional human.
100%. And, you know, I think it's so refreshing to be able to tell women as their trainers, stop focusing on the numbers on a scale. And it's so easy said for us, because obviously we've understood that fitness is just like, it's not a quick fix. It's a lifestyle. It's like, it never ends. That's the thing. And that's the beauty about it. You have every day to evolve, progress, and be better and better and better. And that's the beauty in it. Like, every day is another opportunity to wake up and be better and better. And, you know, like, even today, you saw my story. I've hit 100 kg squat.
yep.
And, you know, like,
right there hyping you up.
Yeah. And my friend was right there and he was like, come on, you've got this, you can do this. Like, I'm not lifting 100 kg for aesthetics. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Like, right, exactly.
I'm not sitting there thinking to myself, I'm going to lift this 100 kg for aesthetics today. I'm sitting there thinking, how am I going to get that load of weight on my back, go down and come back up and do that at least four times? That's what I'm thinking. And right. The only thing that can help me at that point is my consistency that I've had, mm-hmm. my discipline that I've had over 7 years, my strength, the power in me, and believing in myself that I can lift that weight. And that's what it's all about. And that's what it stems to. That last rep, that last set, that morning workout, that night workout, you may be, you know, going to the gym over having cocktails with your friends because you've done it already three times that week and you really need to get a workout in. That's discipline. That right. is discipline. Stop relying on quick fixes or what favorite influencer is selling some sort of quick, rapid thing that will get you in a dress size. Like, no. I'm sorry if this offends anyone. And frankly, like in the nicest way possible, I don't care, because I want you to remember how much of a blessing your health is and how much you should take care of it. And taking right. care of it is not you stepping on the scales and worrying about those last 2 pounds to fit in a dress that you're going to probably wear once. It's about you waking up and doing something for yourself and only for yourself and building that discipline time and time and time again. And that's why Danielle is the perfect trainer to introduce to the Tone Sculpt app, because I've never heard this woman say once, hey, let's do this challenge so we can achieve this in this amount of time. You know, like yeah. you don't do that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
For me too, like one of the other things that when you said, you know, that last rep, when I put this on my back and, you know, I was unsure if I was going to get it up, but that last rep, like for me, when you just said that, that sparked something in my head. We, like for me especially, like I love tying meaning to movement. So, you know, that last rep represents, you know, other things too, whether that's like, you know, whatever struggle you're going through in your life. And, you know, that can vary for so many people. Everybody's going through something. Everybody has a trouble that they're not talking about. So the gym for me too is, okay, let me prove to myself that I don't care how heavy the burden is that I'm carrying, I can lift it and I can move this weight. And in the gym, lifting and moving that weight is practice for lifting those burdens and moving that weight in real life. And that is something that, you know, on the days when I don't want to go, it's those days that I need to go to remind myself that I can do hard things and I can get through whatever life throws at me, because look what I just accomplished in this gym that I didn't think I could do. So I'm going to go prove myself wrong in life as well.
For sure. And, you know, what you just said as well, you don't know what someone's going through and enduring and the pain that they're suffering. Like, you know, take the situation that happened to me. One of the most closest people in my life passed away so early on in her life. And, you know, this woman gave me a home when I didn't have a home. To live in. I was living in a sofa, and she gave me a bed, and I didn't have food and money for food, and she never reminded me once of everything that she did. And you know, she didn't just die instantly, you know. There every day she was fighting cancer, and no one knew that behind the scenes. No one knew when we went to the house or we went to the hospital or the FaceTime conversations, the difficult information you had to digest. And you know, no one knows that last year my mom had cancer. Like, no one knows all these things. And
yeah,
it's like, you know, I'm not going to showcase these things. I'm just going to work on them the way I know best, and that is to work on myself. Because at the end of the day, the world doesn't owe you anything. Like, I feel like we're constantly waiting for something to happen, or maybe we think that people owe us stuff. Like, the only person that owes you anything is you
to yourself.
Yep. Yeah.
1000%.
That's it. Like, I don't owe anyone anything and they don't owe me anything, okay? I owe myself everything. And if I don't get up at 6 a.m. to work out, if I don't get up and plan my day and ensure that I do what I need to do to make sure that my 25 employees get paid at the end of each month, you know, like that, right. that responsibility is on me. Do you see what I'm saying? It's,
yeah.
I can't blame anyone else. Like, stop blaming everyone else. You got to really focus on you and making the choices that you want to make to build the life you want to build. And I think this is the toughest love I've ever shared on a podcast or even ever. But I think sometimes we do sugarcoat things in the world and on social as well. And yes, life is full of positivity, but you got to get up and make that choice for yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
And the choice is yours.
Yeah. I 100% agree. And I also, you know, I know you read my captions, like that is full of tough love. 100%. And I think that tough love is the best way to coach. First, personally, that's the way I was coached as an athlete my entire life. You know, obviously positively building someone up, instilling that confidence. But at the end of the day, we can't make any choices for anybody. Like at the end of the day, it's on you. And a lot of people, you know, are kind of get patted on the back and handed a participation trophy a lot, you know, in life. And I get it. It is hard to hear. It is a tough pill to swallow. It's also a pill that we've all had to swallow to get where, you know, everybody is. So like I welcome tough love. Because I think it made me the athlete that I am, the coach that I am, the person that I am. And, you know, that's, I think if someone's willing to give me that tough love, I respect them because I know they're not going to lie to me. I know they're not going to lie to me. And I know that they are really there to talk real shit and help me, you know? 100%. I think that's missing. I think that's missing a lot.
No, it is missing. And you know what it is? It's that likability factor.
Right.
It's like, do I say this or not in case people don't like me? And it's just like, you know, when your mum used to, I don't know if you had this, but I'm sure you did, when your mum used to be like, you got to do your homework, right? Mm-hmm. Or you got to get up and brush your teeth, or you got to eat your greens. That's tough love. Mm-hmm. Imagine your mum kept going, it's okay, don't eat your greens, just eat sweets.
Right. No.
And it's just like, right? So it's like, it's the same principle. I'm here to train you. I'm here to be the person that tells you you can do it. I'm not here to be the person that goes, you know what? You didn't do it today. Well, you can do it tomorrow. If you don't do it tomorrow, you can do it another day. If you don't do it this year, you've already got next year. Like,
yeah, I'm like, imagine. Imagine.
Yeah. People are like that. But look, like, you're going to have bad days, of course. That's not what we're saying.
For sure.
Right?
Right. Yeah. I think there's a fine line between, you know, I talk about this for like rest days, for example. Like there's a big difference between earning and needing a rest and just like taking a rest because you're being lazy. And it's knowing the difference between those two that is key. And for me, like, you know, training isn't going to be all sunshine and rainbows. It's going to be tough. If you're like me, you're going to have blood, sweat, and tears, you know, in that gym. But at the end of the day, it's going to be worth it because it's going to get you one step closer to that best version of yourself. You got to make hard decisions sometimes. And sitting there and telling someone that it's all going to be sunshine and rainbows is just not true. And it's not doing them any favors. So yes, of course you're going to have bad days. Of course you need to rest, but it's, you know, knowing the difference of when that rest is needed and deserved.
100%. I agree. And you know what, guys, I know this podcast has been a bit of tough love, but you know,
it comes from a good place. It comes from a good place. And it's like, it's love, that word love. Let's put the accent on that because that's really what it is. I really do love my athletes so damn much. And I know you love, you know, like your athletes, Tone is Gold community. So like all of this like does come from like a place of love.
Yeah, I mean, I think I love them too much. I think sometimes I'm like, okay, like, I'm not gonna lie, it's been really tough explaining to people sometimes, like, hey, like, I love my community. Like, say someone doesn't understand my job, they're like, wait, you love people you've never met before? And I'm like, you don't understand. Okay, yeah. So... You know what I mean? Like, you don't understand. Right. So, you know, and it's just about us coming together, and we're such an advantage that we have the technology and the social platforms that we have to bring women alike together in a non-judgment-free zone. I mean, I don't know about you, but did you ever have that when you started?
No. I mean, not like the way that I have now with Instagram and everything like that. But for me, you know, growing up, like I was always on teams, right? So like I had my gymnastics team, I had my my cheerleading team, and I had all my teammates, I had my coaches. But you know what's worse almost is when you're used to that your whole life, you have your coach planning out your workouts, you have your team there cheering you on no matter what, there for you. Like what happens when you're out of college and you don't have that team anymore, you don't have that, you don't have to go to practice anymore. So then it's kind of like, okay, well now what do I do? Who am I? Like that this athlete kind of title has been stripped from me. And honestly, I've talked about this before on my platform, like that is one of the main reasons that I started sharing my workouts, because, you know, I felt like I can't be the only athlete out here that doesn't have to go to practice anymore, that is feeling this way, that is feeling this big athlete piece is missing from them, that misses the way they used to train and the feeling they used to get from performing like the athlete that they are. So that's kind of the inspiration behind why I started my platform in the first place.
Yeah. And that definitely comes back to, you know, you've had this team, but, you know, putting it on a scale as big as Instagram and as big as your community is like a whole different ball game. And, you know, like in America as well, it is different to the UK. I'm not going to lie. We didn't really have cheer teams. We only had something called netball. I'm not sure if you know what it is. It's like a really static version of basketball. It's so weird.
Okay.
Like,
I'm going to have to Google that.
I don't know. I just think I hated it. Me personally, any of my UK girls are listening in. I used to play like wing defense, and I used to like try and defense this girl. Like you would be put up in pairs. It was so weird. Anyway, so, but I never had a team. Like I never had a team in the UK. In America, I do think like fitness is so much more amplified there than it is in the UK. So when I started my fitness journey, like not many people that I went to university with went to the gym. Like I don't think anyone really did. So I never had that community. So when I started posting, it was genuinely just to post, right? So I didn't really think about, I didn't think it would get to where it is today. Absolutely not. You don't start Instagram when I started 5 years ago and go, oh, in 5 years, we're going to have a team of this many people. Oh my God, never in my wildest dreams. At the time, you know what I used to think about? I used to post. And then when I started gaining a community, I became so obsessed with numbers and followers. Mm-hmm. I really did. And I think that, you know, people would never admit this either. On social media, they really would never admit it. But let me tell you something, every single influencer you know has had moments like this. I promise you now.
100%. And I'll admit I'm guilty of that.
You become obsessed because you're thrown into social media and you start comparing yourself to other women that are doing what you're doing. Right. And you're like, hold on a minute, why are they doing so well? And why am I not doing so well? And you start to measure your success in numbers. And what do we always tell people? As trainers, you cannot measure your success on a scale, which is numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, like as someone who started off just posting and then became someone who was, you know, an influencer, I guess, I started measuring my success on a scale of numbers, how many likes I'd get or how many followers I'd get. And, you know, when I was working with certain companies, you would be thrown into a bracket of comparison because you were compared amongst other athletes that, you know, had been doing it for longer or had a stronger community. And it's like, why are you not making these sales? Look at this girl. She's making these sales. And it was toxic. And then I had to sit back and think to myself, wait a minute, what am I doing? This is not why I started my page. This is not what I believe in. And slowly, well, soon enough, you don't even focus on how many likes you get anymore. You focus on how many lives you change.
Yeah. You know? For me, like that is so powerful. I didn't even make that like connection too, because, you know, I'm not gonna lie, like I still fall victim to comparison, like in body wise, follower wise, everything wise. It's hard not to when, you know, it becomes a business for you. It's hard not to focus on engagement numbers and things like that. But the thing that always brings me back, and I'm sure you back, is like, I don't care if I got like 2 likes on a post, if I got a DM from that post from someone saying, okay, you know, this is the reason why I decided to move my body today, or like you helped me be able to step on the scale today and not beat myself up, or you helped me, you know, just like the DMs of like the stories of you actually impacting lives, like that's what it's all about. And that's what makes all the other BS worth it, for sure.
100%. And I think, you know what, Danielle, I don't think many people who do what we're doing in the industry we're in would admit that. Like, they're always just going to just bullshit and be like, I don't care. And it's like, no, you care. And you don't care now, but you cared at one point. It's all gets to you. And it just, you start to wonder why you're not progressing. And you know what? That's why when you take a step back, you realize that everything in life has the same pattern. Have you noticed? Like fitness, you focus on numbers and scales. You focus on how much you're lifting. You focus on how much you're losing weight or how much you're performing. And it becomes like a numbers game as opposed to what you're feeling. Even at work, you know, if you're working a 9-to-5, if you're a student, you're thrown into a bracket of comparison. Right. Everything you do, you're thrown in a bracket of comparison. So that's why I use fitness now, as the only person I can ever compare myself to is me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, as a business, of course we have competitors. You know, like we have competitors, we have to hit targets, we have this, we have that, of course. That's measures that we measure things with. But at the end of the day, why not use the same mindset you use for yourself and fitness, the one we've evolved now, with other things? And things become so much more simpler and so much more calmer. Like Tonoscope now, I used to watch what everybody else was doing when I first started it, or like, we have to be this because this is this. And now I sit back and go, okay, they're doing that, that's fine, but that's not what we want to achieve. Remember the vision, remember the goal. And I think there's so much power in just being able to stay tunnel vision on what you want to achieve, even though there's so much comparison and distraction around you.
Yeah, I love that. I think one thing that I always say to my athletes, it's you versus you, always.
Yeah.
You versus the person that you were yesterday. And I think that's a place where you and I fundamentally agree with each other, is that, you know, fitness is our way of becoming, it is making that decision, like getting better every single day. And it's something that we do just for us. And, you know, if that inspires others and helps others along the way,
then, you know, that's that much better. And that's that much more awesome. But at the end of the day, it comes down to making a decision for us.
For sure. I think, guys, to anyone listening to this podcast right now, just remember that you have to do this for yourself. And Danielle is right. Like, it's you versus you at the end of the day. It always has been, always will be. And it's easier said than done, because comparison is real. It is there. Like, you can't help but do it, maybe on a regular daily thing. But you just have to remember that at the end of the day, when you go to bed and you're about to fall asleep, the only person that knows your thoughts is you, right? And you have to remember to just be kind to yourself. Because the minute you stop being kind to yourself, it will crumble. And I've been there. I've done that. I've hated myself. I've said things to myself that I would never say to other people. And you have to remember that every day it's a constant journey and process to be kinder and kinder to yourself and be more patient and willing to expand and evolve. So, you know, that's why I'm so honored to have Danielle on the Tone & Sculpt app as one of your trainers. And me and Danielle will always be here by your side. Even if you think there's moments of loneliness whilst you're working out, whether you're doing one of the workouts from me or whether you're doing one of your programs from Danielle, she and I are with you every single step of the way. So, Danielle, is there any last words before we wrap it up that you want to say to your athletes?
I just again want to say thank you so much, Chrissy, for the opportunity and just, you know, for the opportunity to be here speaking today on this podcast. It's something that I don't take lightly, and that's what I also want to portray to all the athletes listening as well. Like, I am 100% here for you. My goal is to help you achieve the things that you want to achieve most in your life. And we're going to do that through fitness. We're going to use the app. We're going to use the programs. We're going to break down some barriers. We're going to have some rough days. We're going to break through those days, and we're going to surprise ourselves, and we're going to do it all together. And I'm just so excited for this journey, because the possibilities of what you can achieve are literally only limited by your beliefs. And as long as you understand that, you can do and be absolutely anything you want to become. And so I just want to end my little spiel, we'll say, by just reminding people to never, ever, ever settle, because I think settling and, you know, mediocrity has become so acceptable in this world and in our lives, and just settling for average, whether it's a job, a relationship, fitness, whatever it is, has become so normalized. And I just want to remind you, there's so many incredible things waiting for you if you just decide not to settle for average. You can be extraordinary. You can achieve incredible heights. Like, if you, Chrissy, like, going back to what we said in the beginning of this podcast, if you would have told me in 2018 when I started my Instagram that I would be here talking on a podcast with you, like, are you kidding me? I still, hearing your voice, oh, like, talking to me is crazy, because I used to watch I used to watch your YouTube videos, like, sometimes, like, till I would fall asleep in my bed. And so, like, if you just keep showing up, athletes, like, you can, like, look where I'm at right now. Like, what? And never in a million years would I have ever thought, but it's because I never settled, and it's because I never quit, and I never stopped showing up. So just, like, you can do incredible things. I'm, like, freaking out over here right now, Chrissy. Yes. I have, like, chills thinking about it. Like, just never, ever, ever settle, guys.
Never settle. Absolutely not. And, you know, Danielle, you better tie in your seatbelt, because we're about to go international. This is just the beginning. And, you know, you know why I'm so confident? Because I know my why. And yeah. I know you know your why. And I know the vision. And that's why I'm so confident. And nothing will ever stop the vision. This is just the start. This is just the start. Give me a couple more years' time. We'll be having this conversation again, and we'll just look at each other and go, yeah, the way we thought that was crazy. No, this is now crazy.
Yeah.
So wow. Wait for it. I can't wait. It's going to be insane. But thank you so much, Danielle, for being on this podcast. You're going to be hosting some podcasts as well in the future. So that will be fun as well. But thank you so much to everyone that's been listening in. I hope you enjoyed it. And please, please, please make sure to leave a review. If you haven't, please do it now. We truly hope this helped you. And also, you maybe gained a bit of positivity today. So thank you so much, Danielle. I love you. And I'll speak to you soon.
All right.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.